matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they were personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on an item, use the instant messaging facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. Members should ensure their cameras are switched on when speaking. Cameras should also be switched on when a vote has been taken. I would remind members to keep their instant messages in the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, P if you wish to propose, type S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. In the event that two councillors propose at the same time, the person who proposed first will be taken as the proposer and the person who proposed second will be recorded as the seconder. Okay. I think just for clarity, my own perspective and what we were using the previous meeting was a hands-up situation. So I take it that's okay to use for this, where somebody raised their hand. I don't see, if somebody could keep me right. Let me see if I can bring up. Oh, okay, I'm not sure. Meeting chat I have up. Which should I have up? Meeting chat or the hands?
Yes, meeting chat, Brona. Just allows you to see the order in which people ask questions then.
Great. Okay, I have that. That's great. Thank you. So we have before us the agenda, and in the pre-meeting with the members, it was suggested that instead of taking the action points from the last meeting, given that we don't have the minutes, and this is a special meeting particularly for one purpose, a special report, I'm proposing that we move that to the action next audit committee, which is pretty soon anyway. Is that everybody in agreement with that? I'm seeing nodding heads, so I'm going to take that as agreed. So therefore, in relation to the other two items, we would be looking to move into closed session. And that's the item on the ASM internal audit report, redirect award contracts, and the item number five, the update in the internal audit plan 2021. So therefore, these items are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may by resolution be excluded during this item of business. Therefore, could I ask for a proposer and a seconder to go into closed business? I have a proposer by Councillor Lewis. If I could possibly get a seconder. A seconder by Councillor Devon. Thank you very much.
For contracts. Firstly, on the basis of the proposal of Councillor Casey and seconded by Councillor Sharvin, the committee has agreed to accept the recommendations in the report, and in relation to a proposal in relation to making this particular item a standing item on the audit committee going forward, and that ASM do a follow-up report for the audit committee next September. That was proposed by Councillor Devlin, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, and agreed by the committee. And in relation to item number five, the update in the internal audit plan 2021, on the proposal of Councillor Casey and seconded by Councillor Sharvin, it was agreed that the procurement audit be removed from the 2021 internal audit plan and that the allocated 10 days are used to offset the cost of the investigation into single tender actions which have been carried out by ASM internal audit. Okay, I think members, that brings us to the end of the meeting. I don't see any other members looking in, and I want to thank everybody. I know that was a long discussion, but very worthwhile. And just wish you well, stay safe, and we'll see you at the next audit committee before Christmas. Thank you very much, members.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.